Blog Talk Radio.
My, my, here we is again on a Saturday. well, we now have a position of being in charge of the House of Representatives. That means that we control the purse strings and can delete funding for anything, as well as a few other little funds and games. Okay, payback. What does that bring to mind? Well, oh boy. Boy. It gets deeper and deeper the more I dig into it, and I dug in real deep. Looks like everybody's getting off. I've got one caller. Oh, well. Anybody wants to hear it, that's fine. I'm going to do it anyway. Quite simply, there is a loss and damage in the nation. It's a title. And activists will be focused on climate justice and human rights abuses of the Egyptian regime. Whoopity-do. You can't tell our own country how to act, let alone others. But you're going to tell them anyway? Well, there's a problem with all this, and that's because it's primarily BS, horse hockey, and it ain't going to change. Iran's uprising. Women have taken to the streets with many men on their side and are calling for termination of the Islamic Republic. That's pretty heavy for where it's taking place. Well, the women-led protests in Iran are revolutionary and highlight the need for global solidarity. Yeah. Let's put it this way. There is no form of governance that is fit in a realistic sense for everybody to follow, except the coalition, and it's more than a coalition, the World Council. Yeah, how about that? It's going to govern the planet Earth. Social media exhorts us to share indiscriminately. It's also causing us to judge indiscriminately. Oh, my goodness. This context, collapse, a term used coined by researchers in 2010 paper published in the New Media and Society, explains how Twitter uses users conceive of their audience and contend with groups of people they do not normally bring together, such as acquaintances, friends, coworkers, and family. And then you've got this dual personality running around loose. One of them goes to Russia hating. Was this Putin's idea, the war? I don't think it was him by himself. He did not decide to bomb Kiev until Ukraine blew up the bridge connecting Crimea and Russia. Oh, well, maybe we should blow the bridge totally. Totally destroy it. The phrase moral clarity has also become a mantra for left-wing activist reporters. See where it goes? Both sides hate each other so much they're willing to do anything. Uh, The story makes a puzzle out of one. Old woman's reluctance to obey Ukrainian orders that all non-Russians should evacuate immediately. And she's on the front porch giving them a finger. She ain't going. We hear of the anti-war protests in Russia, the anger toward Putin by generals who want him to be more decisive and among the populace who never wanted a war. And we hear of the new repression and censorship inside Russia. All this is the proper work of free press. My. Ukraine? Well, you seldom hear of censorship there, of the banning of opposition political parties, of the fact that all men of fighting age are forbidden to leave the country, or the law that made Ukrainian the mandatory language of public workers, and thereby demoted Russian in Donetsk and Luhansk, which it was itself a signal cause of the war. They're trying to tell everybody what to do, and not everybody is going along with it. The problem you got is that nobody but nobody can come along and tell everybody that you're going to do it this way or no way. Now, you can get into this all you want. I'll give you one example. These little flashlights running around on wheels, they call them electric cars. Ooh. 50% portion of all new vehicles sold in 2030 that will be required to have zero emissions, according to the President Biden's new target. Well, the problem with that is that digging up the proponents, the rare earth metals and all that, creates a load of emissions. Yeah, ooh. Ah. 150 of the federal law that governs the mining of hard rock minerals such as gold, silver, lithium, and nickel on public lands. Well, guess what? They're about to be overruled. Then you got this one, a royal send-off. And this goes to reparations as well as other things. Who pays is my question. How William and Kate's visit to the Caribbean helps stoke the movements for independence and reparations. Oh, everybody wants reparations. It ain't just the people that were brought here under slavery. And you got acid test, Scott Weiner's acid test. The California State Senator wants to decriminalize psychedelics. Can he convince the state that this bill will reduce the sheer misery drug use is causing now? And the answer is no. Real simple. I'm going through magazines like they're going out of style. The problem everybody's got is everybody wants it their way, and nobody wants it another way. There is no way to correct things to the point where it suits everybody. Can't happen. Anytime we've seen this kind of overreaction by law enforcement, it's in response to racial justice movements. That's a lie. ACLU put that up. The heavy-handed policing with an assist from the Trump and Biden Justice Departments put down Dawn Jeffrey in jail and left her fellow racial justice protesters demoralized and demobilized. I think they need to rethink everything they've been doing because it's all horse hockey. Authorities zeroed in on black activists for protests, while largely dismissing the threat posed by counter-protesters. There's no way you can be an American citizen feeling like you're being attacked or at war with your own government. This is true. Over a dozen men carrying rifles loitered near the courthouse during a pretrial hearing for the defendants. Then I got books and arts. I don't think I marked anything in that whole section. Uh-oh. How about this one? Guilty before innocent. How the courts keep the wrongfully convicted from proving their innocence. That needs to be changed. If you have new evidence, a new trial should be authored, and those people should be given an opportunity to show, I wasn't even in the state, you dingle bat. How can I do it? These are things people need to take up in terms of a cause. The main thing that I have seen that really changes my mind about stuff, the payback. Well, oh boy, there's a billboard. I got three people walking along underneath it, and the billboard says, "This is the economy, stupid." Well, that was so scary, I almost threw up. I told you not to see Terrifier 2. No, we were talking about Biden's speech. You want something scary? Delve into it. Following Cameron's lead, purge every hint of ESG from your state's finances. Need to do it now. Need to get her done. And then you got this is from Hugo Gurdon. The blight of art for politics' sake. Well, families have already decided about this stuff. You've got everyone wants to be a moderate, but political reality has other plans. You have to absolutely forget the gobbledygook you've been taught. It's wrong. It's intentionally misleading, etc. In order to get things going in the right direction, all the president's children, this is a main article, the success, embarrassments, and tragedies of White House youth. And who they got as poster boy? Hunter Biden. And Hunter is going to be investigated on a basis that we haven't ever done before. Oh, I know everybody thinks about this and that and the other thing. But the problem we have so far is that nobody is willing to stand up and say, that ain't right, do it like this. And in general, the generality that covers is something that can be actually implemented, can be made real. Ooh, a recent Freedom House report listed more than 15 countries experiencing a very high degree of Chinese media efforts with the United States a prime target. China's web of information, disinformation, along with its campaign to silence and censor critics, extends from Asia to Africa to the Americas. Now, there's a problem with that. All you got to do is turn a couple of things off, and they lose their platform. Oh, boy. All right, here's one. How immigration took over Arizona's elections. The border crisis was the battleground for critical midterm races. And you know what needs to be done? and I don't advocate violence, but if you blow a few things up in the right place, ain't nobody going to come across. Ain't nobody going to come visit. Man, those people have gone nuts. They are crazy. They are blowing things up. They don't care if you're standing there or not. Think about it. People in Arizona are tired of it. Well, if you look at what's happened, their animals are killed. Their irrigation systems are trashed. And then they trash everything out. That's why we were ahead in the polls. They don't want President Joe Biden taking control of our border. He hasn't taken control of diddly squat. I doubt if he knows how to wipe his own Watusi. He's the one who destroyed a great border plan, and that's why they are supporting me. Yeah. It's Kerry Lake, in case you didn't know. Midterm elections. Yeah, what a mess. Republicans didn't do what they should have done, and consequently didn't have no wave of any kind. Well, we're stuck with it. However, we did win control of the House, which means we control the purse strings, which means we can tell the president and vice president and the Senate what to do. Whether they like it or not doesn't matter. Ooh. Yeah, I'm just such a nice guy. Kamala Harris' role in border security draws bipartisan criticism. She hadn't had any role. She hadn't even been there. Mm-hmm. And she'll say different. Well, there's some fun and games coming. And part of it is Arizona ballot measure aims to put limits on outside efforts to get medical bills paid. Outside efforts. Think about that. Not so full house. Congress is set to end without ever having had every seat filled at the same time. Well, we're going to fill them up. Warmer weather provides welcome reprieve for energy-strapped Europe and Northeast United States. Voters, Georgia voter suppression myth. Well, so far they've turned out records, so that's horse hockey. Elon Musk is chief twit. Why he uses the term town square instead of public square? That's pretty simple. And if he does what he is supposed to do with that base, that platform, you're going to see that thing get bigger than Facebook and the others all combined. Oh, why? Well, now you might get some truth in there. Authorities crack down on companies for lax cybersecurity. Really? Similar infractions might have drawn harsher penalties in Europe than the Federal Trade Commission is allowed to impose. There ain't no limit. Boy. They just harp on the midterms. This is November 8th. Well, let's be real clear about one important thing. This election is not a referendum, wanna bet. It's a choice. It's a choice between two vastly different versions of America. Adams, media malpractice. Now, Megan Adams is a program director of the National Journalistic Center. The problem with the whole deal is this. You don't have a clue, Mr. Adams. I wish you did, but you don't. You get a corrected report from here, from there, a different one from this one and that one. the problem that we've got is that facts are changed in minutes. Oh, it's not that fact. It's this one here. Why? Because we said so. Oh, boy, Vance's ties to RT. I hate to tell you, but RT is one of the few that report things truthfully. Ooh, I bet they're going to love that. I bet they jump on me for that one. Should be disqualifying. Uh-huh. How about we disqualify all of you guys for doing the same things and worse? Ooh, here you go. New data suggests serious real estate market correction. That depends on what you got and what you're offering. Now, I'm going to hit on Moore. Now, Stephen Moore is the finance and economic columnist of the Washington Examiner and economic consultant with FreedomWorks. And Joe Biden is the king of debt and deficits. Yeah. You spend a trillion here and a trillion there, and pretty soon you're actually talking real money. Ooh, total amount of spending reduction to offset the Biden budget blitzkrieg adds up to a fat zero. Nothing is paid for. Bear that in mind. Biden has turned the Potomac River into a sea of red ink. And this can all be validated if you want to do your homework and look it up. Oh, boy. A book about misinformation that will leave you misinformed. Can you imagine that? Oh, boy. It just keeps going. America's redemption on the court. Obama isn't mentioned and doesn't show up on screen in the redemption team. The thrilling new Netflix documentary. My goodness. What do you mean? He don't count? Well, apparently he doesn't. He didn't show up on the screen, did he? The Great War comes to Netflix. Since the Hurt Locker, based on All Quiet on the Western Front. And it's funky. Believe me, it is. If you haven't been in trench warfare, and everybody says, and there were no trenches in Vietnam, I bet. What? No, and the tunnels are just imagination. Lord have mercy. There were plenty of tunnels and plenty of trenches. After the party, this is Mr. Green, and he's got this silly grin on his face like he did something funny to somebody who deserved it and did it publicly. Is it too much democracy, populism, as we call it, when we dislike the results? Or is it too little democracy with popular expression marginalized by an ever-expanding administrative state? Ooh, well, go administrate yourself. America's trust in its institutions declines. But, its institutions continue to function as intended. The Electoral College continues to soften the blow of direct democracy. Now, what they're referring to there is mob rule. The Supreme Court continues to interpret the law, including whether the law is a static or dynamic system. Look that up, and you want to get into legalistics. Congress may have given up on debate, but it continues to rouse itself to pass laws and budgets. The presidency remains esteemed, even as the holders are unworthy of it. Oof. The word party appears nowhere in the Constitution. You mean we can't have no party? Oh, man. The party is, as we know it, emerged in the late 18th century. 1700s, in case you don't know, like the steam engine. The party is a motor for the distribution of power within the liberal state. No, I didn't know he was liberals. I thought I was a conservative. At least people think I am anyway. All his complementary mechanisms have broken down. Ooh. Parties are not failing because of the external pressures. They are failing because they solved the problems of 19th and 20th century mass democracy and then ossified around the solutions. Ooh. And to continue, our parties developed to manage the conflict of capital and labor through the carrot and stick of taxing and spending. Over time, this task fused the major parties to the permanent bureaucracy. Oh, you mean they're one and the same? You got it. Democratic politics cannot be a contest between capital and labor if a managerial consensus has settled most of their dispute on the center ground. All political relationships tend toward that of patron and client. The current way to effect change is either to solicit the state's favor by astroturfing a non-governmental organization that speaks the language of bureaucracy, or intimidate it by launching a mob into the streets. Beyond tried it and didn't work too well. Oops. As voters lose influence over their elected representatives, I'm going to read that again because you need to hear this. As the voters lose influence over their elected representatives, the representatives are free to build alternative patron-client relationships with private interests. Ooh, the voters become angry. The party isn't an impossible bind. If it cuts state spending, it loses the public. If it cuts spending and increases efficiency, it intensifies its bonds with the bureaucracy. Sound like you're screwed coming or going. Smaller parties may be more representative, but they make for unstable and inefficient government. Stability and efficiency, though, already seem beyond the reach of the big party or the big bureaucracy. Now, here's a statement, and some people are not going to like this, and it don't mean that I'm anti-Trump. Trump may turn out to be the best candidate we got. We'll see. And this is by Ross, Kimberly Ross. We'll see how this goes. Republicans can do better than Trump as the party's 2024 nominee. And you know what? I wrote true under that. Ooh. Oh, boy. Why I keep getting mistaken for a conservative? The left no longer tolerates dissent. Well, that's the subtitle. There's a thing about all this. I don't believe that anybody wants to have the kind of life that people would like you to have who think they are in charge. And the problem becomes worse as it goes on. You're not going to find the truth you're seeking unless you look inside the laptop. You know, Joe Biden's oops that he was too stoned to know the difference and put it in a repair shop and it became public information. Oh, but it's all Russian. It's all BS. It's all horse hockey. Yeah, right. There's only one problem with that. And that is nobody in their right mind wants a life that is not something that someone can adjust to the point where, you'll like this, you don't get screwed with, harassed, intimidated, or any of that. It's just a simple case of confusion like Joe Biden has. If Biden can't keep track of British prime ministers, we won't be too harsh about it. Tulsi Gabbard woke up, and she blames elitist cabal of warmongers driven by cowardly wokeness, anti-white racism, transgender extremism, hostility to faith, sympathy for open borders, and willingness to weaponize the national security state to go after political opponents. I know that's a mouthful. You can find that in National Review, November 7th. Sorry about the coughing. 70 years of smoking does that to you. Oh, boy. Now, you're familiar with the Steele dossier and all that, so I'm gonna cut to the chase. The need for a reform of the FBI is ongoing. Ooh. Mandela Barnes, Wisconsin Democratic Senate candidate, is in deep stuff because of his big mouth. Barnes repeatedly condemned American police officers in TV interviews with a U.S. cable network affiliated with the Russian government. That's RT. Then you got the kicker. People have been pushed to a breaking point, meaning that things are about to change. Now, either our new majority in the House can take care of it, or it'll be taken care of by people on the street. Now, most people don't understand this, but to give you an example of being screwed with, has anybody heard of the gig economy? The Labor Department is proposing regulations that will make it more difficult for workers to be classified as independent contractors, which is the business model that allows the gig economy to function. Now, you know, if you're an independent rider or whatever, pole dancer, I mean, you know, think it don't affect you, just wait. Democrats, independent contractors, don't unionize. Oh, my God. And the unions is where they get their money, and these people won't send in their... Yeah. National Assessment of Educational Progress found educational regress. It went backwards. Oh, boy. They're going to add, this is CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. You've heard of them. CDC is set to adopt an ill-advised recommendation from an advisory committee, I'd like to know who they are, to add COVID vaccines and boosters to the routine immunization schedules for children older than 6 months. Now, you've had parents be all kind of upset. You do that, and they're going to show up with guns, and they're going to remove their kids. Maybe remove some of you if you get in the way. Don't like it, but there it is. You guys have screwed with people to an extent where they can't take it anymore. TikTok. Oh, boy. Mulvaney asked Biden what he thought of state bans on medicalized gender transition for minors. Bans are designed to prevent irreparable harm from being inflicted on children who cannot possibly consent to the permanent loss of their fertility and sexual functioning. They ain't old enough. They need to be allowed to be kids. You need to quit screwing with it and leave it alone. Do I hear private schools cranking up? They should. A document presents climate change and other gauzily defined transnational threats as comparably alarming. Ooh. we're going to have it, the sea level is going to rise 2 inches, and New York is going to sink. cynical ploy by the administration to keep gas prices steady in advance of the U.S. elections. He wanted them to wait on cutting the production so that he could look good. It didn't happen. Sandy Hook School. They want to charge Alex Jones with $965 million. I'm sure he don't have that kind of cash. What is in dispute is whether it does any good for a court to award damages that are, in all likelihood, several times larger than the net worth of the defendant, and likely more than the 48-year-old Jones will ever earn over the course of his lifetime. And they're talking between $135 and $270 million for businesses. I mean, you know, there ought to be limits. Philistines tried to get their point across to the workers of the Volkswagen factory in Wolfsburg. 9 of them gluing themselves to the floor. Here's what's neat. Factory management took it to heart. The workers took no notice, closed the factory doors, and went home. After a night stuck to the floor without food or facilities, the 9 were loud in their complaints. Hey, man, I'm stuck to the floor here, and you ain't even offered a Dixie cup. there's a lot of things going on. There's things that are written that not getting to read some of Kern Talica's bolder writing. We're worse off for all the literature that, because of the specter of retaliation, will never be published. Think about it. Out, state birds. In, state dinosaurs. A demotion for the Commonwealth's previous official dinosaur who served in the U.S. Senate for 47 years. I'll let you figure out who that is. And it don't stop. Asymmetric war. International Human Rights Council found evidence of Russian war crimes. They're trying to get them off the Human Rights Council because they don't deserve to be there. The G20 got dumped down to G19 because Russia wasn't invited. Brooklyn Secretary of State problem, danger of election officials who lack integrity. And even more so, people that can change things, you know, like the rules, in the middle of the game. Conservatives should think long and hard before giving a vote to someone they can't trust to do that with integrity. Ooh, ouch. True crime. Rising danger in America cities is not a partisan narrative. There's one arena in which denialism is not merely politically risky, but dangerous. Crime. Dun-dun-dun. The thing about it is that husbands are going to get their gun out, make sure that it's loaded and oiled and ready to go, and escort. They're going to put the children with a neighbor or somebody they can trust, escort their wife to the grocery. President Biden argues that the inflation crisis is a global phenomenon outside his control. That lion sack of... Anyway, BARDA, Biomedical Advanced Research and Development, authority. Woo. Preventing the next pandemic. You can't. Where public schools remain closed, students have lost the equivalent of between 13 and 22 weeks of instruction, with the worst results concentrated among poor and minority students. Well, what's that tell you? They don't care that you're a minority or poor. They don't care. Well, maybe they need to be replaced. How to fix the FBI? How about start over? That's my recommendation. And you can take my recommendation and throw it in the trash for all I care. It doesn't matter. But the reason I keep getting mistaken for a conservative is that the left no longer tolerates dissent. That's first. The free speech and bleeding heart variety people. I understand conservatives through the lens of culture wars long before I knew anything about politics, which is to say, with apologies to my audience, that I saw them as the uptight control freaks trying to ruin everyone's good time. Conservatives, the ones who wanted to ban, scold, and censor all the fun out of everything. Really? Humorless, heartless, joyless, sexless, except for the bizarre obsession with policing what kind of sex everyone has, but was having in the privacy of your own home. Ooh, you can't do that. That's a no-no. Well, it's getting fun, I'll tell you. I'm going to play a song just for the fun of it. Try this.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
my, I hope you like that song. I do. Well, now, from October 25th, this is November 14th or 12th or something such. my. Well, Dems voter suppression myth is exposed as Georgians set turnout record. That pretty much covers it. How about that? A whole magazine in one page. Then you get into things like November 4th week, and it's got an editor's letter by Mark Gaiman. The nature of the news business is much of what you read is bound to be bad. And you know what? I titled that Horse Hockey. That's primarily what it is. Z tightens his mail light control of China. Oh, come on, y'all. That's expected stuff, and you know it. and I got another prime minister in UK, and he's getting a mess. He gets to deal with a real screwed up thing. What were the midterms? What will Republicans do if they win? Attack. Larry the Cat, 15-year-old tabby, rescue. Permanent resident of 10 Downing Street in London, who with the resignation of Liz Truss has now ousted four British prime ministers. The cat did it. Oh, boy. I don't believe this, but only in America is what it is. I call it BS. I don't think it's right, but there it is. Following the Uvalde massacre, Texas K through 6 students are being sent home with the DNA kits to make their corpses easier to identify. In your face reminder. And the in-your-face reminder is funky. Subpoena blocked. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas temporarily shielded Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, this week for having to testify about his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. There is a lot of stuff going on. Tucker Carlson exploded in anger last week over a report that his connections had landed his son, Buckley, a plum job on Capitol Hill. Yeah, you better watch it. You tell him he's peddling influence, and you're liable to end up with a lawsuit that just won't quit. Let's see here. International Court of Justice. International Court of Justice in the Netherlands has agreed to hear the case of Venezuela's creeping claim. Politician shoots at cops. Uh-oh. He didn't last long. Brittany, the WNBA, Brittany Griner, has lost her appeal against her 9-year sentence for drug trafficking and could be transferred to a penal colony, which she has. This is, like I said, this is November 4th. So, nukes in space. China is practicing how to use nuclear weapons to destroy satellites in near-Earth orbits. Rebuilding after climate disasters. That's a crock of crap. There ain't no climate disasters that have come to any obvious reasoning so far. Anybody who says different is a lying sack. And the reason is, very simply, that it takes 1,000 years, 2,000 years to notice a result. Last Democratic election. Oh, BS. Florida's shameful voter trap. Body cam video recently obtained by public records request shows Florida police raiding the homes of 20 ex-felons to arrest them for voting in 2020. Whoops. Somebody caught you. and they got to make it look good. How far will neo-fascist governments go? Not as far as you think. Giving China leverage over our economy. Why is German Chancellor Olaf Scholz siding with China over his own government? Because they own too much of it to let go. Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, a Prime Minister breaking barriers. We'll see. China, rivals trampled. Xi took his main replacement out, had him escorted out. So, you know, he can do what he wants. He's in charge. Oh, boy. How tiny parties control our fate. This is Israel. We now have radicals on all sides. And compromise is all but impossible. Khan is being kept out of power. Pakistan. Well, it's pretty simple. They don't want him in there. Anti-Semitism. A growing contagion. I think people need to get their stuff straight on that. Undocumented migrant workers are in high demand in Florida to rebuild after Hurricane Ian. Yeah, well, put them to work. Charging the regular taxes for income and all that. Low water levels in the Mississippi River caused by severe drought have left transport barges unable to pass, stalling delivery of crops from Midwestern farms and other goods. Ooh, that's not good. Maybe this rain we had the last few days will help that. Oh, boy. Arkansas, trans teen treatment on trial. Transgender affirming care. Last year, Arkansas became the first state to ban treating minors with gender dysphoria with surgery, puberty blockers, or hormonal treatments. Think about that. They stopped it dead in its tracks. And I just love it because they don't want to do anything like that to families of people that know better. Here you got Bannon sitting on a bunk in a jail cell, and he says, the Proud Boys or Oath Keepers will rescue me. And you hear this knock, knock, and a little voice comes through the wall, dude, we're in a cell next to you. Oh. Social media, why fake news is everywhere? To confuse everybody. Within 48 hours, more than 8 million people have seen it, thanks to screenshots shared on Facebook and Twitter, despite the fact Trump's own account was banished from these platforms. Oh, how about that? My, my, my. even though journalists and academics have sounded the alarm about fake news for years, disinformation has metastasized. Now, it's arguably more pervasive and widespread than ever. Oh, my goodness. It keeps going, and it's not going to stop. They can make people look like, they can make a cartoon look like a real person. And if you think they won't, you're not. You ain't got your stuff together. Blue checks. Blue check marks are big sellers on the black market. Verified Twitter accounts designated on the platform with blue checks can be lucrative for thieves who hack into profiles and then sell those handles on the black market. Ooh, bad guys.
Mm. Oh, that's a good one. Google sued over face and voice ID. Texas sued Google last week for collecting biometric information without consent. You hear me? You understand that? They were doing it because they felt like they thought they could get away with it, and they couldn't. Cancer from hair straighteners. All right, black people, listen up. Using chemicals. Chemical hair straightening products may put women, especially black women, who use such products more frequently, at greater risk of uterine cancer and skin cancer, and oh boy. Oh boy. I'm going to flip through the rest of this pretty quick here because there isn't much here. Day hiking through Greater Paris. Yeah, right. This week, homes with beautiful fall foliage. Yeah. Well, if that's your only thing, oh, that's all you're looking for. Google slowdown causes tech jitters. That's good. That's good. Despite a cutoff from Russia, the benchmark European price for natural gas this week fell below $100 per megawatt hour, a level that is more than 70% below its record. Oh, boy. Love it, love it, love it. Apartment demand in the third quarter, measured by the one-year change in the occupancy of units, was the lowest since 2009. My, my. Must told investors. He planned to get rid of nearly 75% of Twitter's 7,500 workers, whittling coming down to a skeletal staff of just over 2,000. We'll see how that goes. I hope he can do it. Swipe wars. New rules could hit credit card rewards. Uh-oh. Is Congress going to kill credit card rewards? That's possible. They're stupid. They were stupid enough to do anything. Oh, boy. Marketing. West loses corporate deals. Numerous brands dumped their partnership with Kanye West this week after his recent anti-Semitic comments. Whoops. They're getting rid of people that don't know how to act. Now, employment. Cracking down on the freelance economy. Biden administration wants to rewrite the rules of the gig economy. I told you a little about this. Labor activists long demanded that the federal government force companies to classify more of their staff as employees rather than independent contractors. Now, the Labor Department is giving them their wish, proposing new guidelines this month that would replace more lenient Trump-era policies. Not surprisingly, the shares of Uber and Lyft, two symbols of the gig economy, sank on the news. And it's not going to get any better. We're going to have to fight that. Hello, we got a new Congress. We can tell them what to do. Yeah, even that. Biden's China strategy is working. BS. It's no, you wish it was. But his U.S. economic policy is not. And that's mo BS. The BS just keeps hammering at the door. Knock, knock. No, you can't come in. Oh, boy. the enchantment machine. No app has harnessed the hypnotic power of social media and video more effectively than TikTok. Think about that. And I'm going to say part of it again. Hypnotic power, social media, and video more than effectively than TikTok. So, TikTok, you're in trouble. Believe it or not, you're in deep trouble. So these people are not going to take that sort of thing lying down. Oh, boy. November 1st, for Illinois unions, a perpetual free lunch is on the ballot. There ain't any free lunch. Somebody pays for that shit, whether it's baloney or what. And it, the thing about this is that they have placed on this year's ballot a state constitutional prohibition on any law that interferes with, negates, or diminishes the right of employees to organize and bargain collectively. There goes the right to work and a whole bunch of things. You think that's going to stand a muster? That ain't going to pass. That ain't going to pass. It won't work. Increasingly relevant to the modern workforce, labor unions, and their well-paid executives, oh, and boy, are they well-paid, are desperately looking for ways to survive and keep feasting on the at the expense of ordinary workers. Woo-hoo. California, they've tried to destroy the non-union gig economy, forge workers' signatures, and illegally squeeze money for political activity out of non-members. Oh, and California ought to have a nice fat lawsuit about that. Yeah. Throughout the Midwest, with collusion from Democratic politicians, they tried to skim from the medical checks of indigenous homebound patients and skim from the paychecks of unwilling daycare workers. They're trying to steal from you any way they can figure out a way to do it. That's just how it is. Why? Because they think they can get away with it. That's why. Fetterman. Huh, what a waste. And then they got the virus that's attacking all the kids because they didn't socialize. By locking up and masking children during the pandemic, triggered an outbreak of virus that does particularly affect children. Yeah, finally got one. Smile for the crime camera. What will New York do after an assault or any other crime is caught on camera on a subway system? Nothing. If they got to, they'll arrest and process and turn them loose. Ooh. Now, here's one made by Jim Bob. It's a joke. A dude and a girl are talking. The guy says, "Have you ever questioned the mainstream narrative?" And the woman looks at him and says, "Have you ever lost your job, your family, and your reputation?" That may seem funny, but it's the truth. I'm back up here. The real victims of the drug trade in San Francisco, the working class families live in these neighborhoods and have tiptoe around needles and strung out drug users every day. Democrats have made their cities far, far worse. Hey, Pelosi, I've seen your district. You get an F minus on that data. What the decline in academic achievement is all about? Well, it's very simple. It's part of a concerted effort to turn our schools into a political machine that, instead of producing intelligent and capable young adults, turns out students who can't read, can't write, add, subtract, most importantly, think for themselves. Think about that very carefully. California's nationwide assault on families. New law makes the state a sanctuary for sexual reassignment procedures for children. Ooh, it's unconstitutional. And you know what? I think they need to have a big fat lawsuit out there. Gee, California catching it. Yeah, there you go. September 20th, 22, Chloe Cole Center speaks at the U.S. Capitol along with members of Congress, supported restrictions on sex reassignment surgery for minors. How would you feel if your little girl come home and she didn't have no tits? Think about it. Or your boy come home and he didn't have no he didn't have no fire hose anymore. What would that, you know, what would that do for you? If they do that and somebody finds out about it and they're smart at all, they're going to sneak up on you with a gun. And you're going to be done. And by done, I mean done. Biden cannot ignore Iran. Well, I can agree with that. Oh, boy. Bill Barr unplugged. Trump's Attorney General on January 6th, the FBI, and the future of the Republican Party. Well, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. York is the guy that's asking him questions. It's an interview. Did you push as hard as you could have as Attorney General to prosecute these people? Barr, yes, I did. Now, think about that. They stopped him. Uh-huh. They don't want their kids and their little boys to go to jail. That'd be terrible. I'm just kind of fumbling through the paperwork here. Ashgar's Russian Revolution. Now this is one of the headline of one of the articles. House GOP promises energy policy change if party wins the majority in midterm elections. Well, we got the majority. Now all we got to do is wait until we get in and take some votes on some things. So, you know, it'll get better before it gets worse, I hope. Massachusetts ballot measure would expand wine and beer sales. No rail strike until after the midterm elections. Now we can have one any time we've had midterms. Healthcare costs could be a sleeper in midterm issue. Oh boy. Majority in reach, House GOP pledges a more open Congress. They're going to open it up, show what you're doing, and take on some of the people that deserve it. Soaring mortgage rates add to Biden midterm headaches. Oh, he's just a big pain in the whatever. GOPs would be heads of tax writing panel, target the IRS. Well, oh my goodness, here's more as of November 1st. Who really shut down our businesses and schools? Short answer to that question is Democratic governors. I'm going to say it again. The short answer to that question is Democratic governors. And it don't get better. It just gets worse. And the worse it gets, the more fun and games you're going to have. Unwatchable watch the watcher. BS. The longer viewers stay with it, the more they come to realize that they bought into it was not quite what they had been sold. Oh, really? There's a lot of things today that ain't right, and we get to them eventually. The week, November 11th. Well, we're getting closer. Supreme Court, the end of the affirmative action. I wrote maybe, and the reason I wrote maybe is because they haven't decided yet. When they decide to have a hearing on it, then you'll know. Workers at Bikini Barista caught coffee stands in Everett, Washington, have a constitutional right to wear G-strings and pasties while serving customers, a federal court has ruled. Court found the city had unfairly targeted a woman in this crackdown. Activists at the University of Alabama want to remove the word Dixie. Good luck on that. Modernity. After organizing FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 indicated they will allow peaceful protests, rainbow flags, and other symbols of LGBTQ rights, and even kissing in public, all of which are usually banned in the repressive Arab Emirate. That's going to be interesting to see what happens to that. Oh, boy. A federal judge barred a conservative group from carrying guns near ballot boxes and photographing voters, ruling that their monitoring tactics amount to voter intimidation. Oh, really? The guns didn't come into play. Okay. Hell, I'll bring a machine gun. We'll just have a party. It'll be a specialized machine gun that shoots rubber bullets or beanbags. Either way, we can have some fun with some people. Have them all fetching and stepping like they didn't know what to do. Okay. Then you got Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen, and they're supposedly getting divorced. How dining out has changed. Restaurants are crowded again, but customers complain of high prices and spotty service. Is this a new normal? Until they get everybody back to work, it will be. I got a bunch of things in here I didn't touch, and the reason I didn't touch them is because they're a little bit too funky, and I don't play too well with funky monkeys. God damn son. I can get upset with these things where they put them together. Political violence engulfed the U.S. We're going to have to wait and see on that. Kangaroo slaughter. Cartoon kangaroo faces international. Oh, boy, they're going to kill a bunch of kangaroos. Hey, I wonder if kangaroo meat's any good to eat. It was a moment when 2 billion people stopped talking. Last week, the virtual world almost stood still when the social media messaging app, WhatsApp, went down for a couple of hours. Oh, and people were dying. Climate, a grim prognosis. Well, let's see. We're going to have at least a foot and a foot and a half of sea level rise to make that grim prognosis come true. And then you got the other part where climate warming. Who's the idiot? Come on. I want to talk to somebody that's a physicist, somebody that is an astrophysicist, preferably. I'd like to talk to somebody that thinks they know how to move the planets around. You see, that's what it takes to take care of global warming. Ooh. Pelosi attack. Oh, boy, they attacked her and an old man. I got a pretty good joke on Musk. I'm the new owner of Twitter. Let that sink in. He's got a sink in his hands. Get it? Ha-ha. What's going to happen to Twitter? The next picture they got of him is a toilet. I got a guy reporting. The polling news. In our most recent survey, 40% of voters distrust our polls. 30% of voters are annoyed by our polls, and 100% of voters ignore our polls. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Commerce. TikTok has something to sell you. Oh, do you want to buy something from those shady, funky CCP lock-ins? I heard their products weren't all that great. Oh, boy. Social life of reptiles. Yeah, right. I'll tell you what. Go take a toothbrush and some toothpaste and clean the teeth of an alligator. Tell me how you do. Jeez. Oh, boy. They got this week's guide to what's worth watching. I haven't found too much of anything worth watching. Queer Eye, I'm sure I'm going to watch that. The English, is that black enough for you? Mythic Quest. Boy, Rogue Heroes. Yellowstone, that I watch. But, say hey, William Hayes, My Father's Dragon, Wolfwalkers, Return of the New Animated Fable. An update on that, You know what? They're going to push the 23 RAM 2500 HD Rebel. Woo! The only problem is it electric? If it is, it's a piece of junk. Love that. Oh, they want us to move to the Southwest. Ain't no way. Oh, boy. Biden threatens tax on oil profits. Let's see if you can get that past the House. Yep. Yeah, big sack of they're raising the interest rate again. Court blocks publishing merger. Big gain for Dow with danger still ahead. It's less easy to make money in Yeezy. Well, guess what? The same percentage of profit that gas stations get is the same thing that the companies that sell them the liquid goodies get. Zuckerberg's grand bet goes badly wrong. Uh-oh. For Facebook, things have gone from bad to worse. Oh, boy. imploding before our eyes. The much hyped pivot to the metaverse, complete with a name change to Meta, has turned into a disaster. Last week, executive Mark Bruce, the company, lost $9.4 billion. Hey, boy, just because you got a good company going don't mean that you know how to run one. Saudis press their advantage. Good. The Fed can't waver on inflation. That's true. Uh-oh. Jerry Lee Lewis, rock and roll original, was wild on stage and all. That's true. And imported teachers' lessons. His school is turning to star teachers from the Philippines to fill a shortage of educators. They said, new arrivals had no idea how hard it would be. Ain't going to be easy no matter what you do or how you go about it. It's just the nature of the beast. So, another one bites the dust. My. Now we got the week, November 18th. Woo! This is only the 12th I could do. Well, anyway, editor's letter, Susan Caskey. And you know what? I read through this damn thing, and it's all it is get Trump. What the hell does Trump have to do with what's going on right now? Think about that. And you got Fetterman. Republicans were favored women in the House. Yeah, no shit. There is still a robust constitution in this country for leaders who are not overtly crazy. Trump versus DeSantis. How the midterms may affect 2024. How about fantasies? After a struggling scuba diver off the coast of California was rescued by a group of women divers who dress as mermaids, complete with tails. It was something out of a fairy tale, being saved by a mermaid, said the saved diver. Oh, boy. Only in America can you come up with something like this. Oh, boy. Native heritage. Now, this is important. I want people to pay attention to this because there's going to be a big fight over it. Supreme Court justices voiced mixed feelings this week about a federal law that Native American tribes say, if struck down, could lead to a weakening of tribal sovereignty. And it could. Indian Child Welfare Act of 78. During arguments, Barrett questioned giving preference to Native families, even if they're not from the same tribe as the child. Well, an Indian should be raised by an Indian. Black person by blacks. Whites by whites. But you can mix it up anytime you really feel like it. Oh, Trudeau warns China. Now, Pipsqueak, you're about to get your comeuppance. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this week said that China was trying to undermine Canada's democracy by playing aggressive games with electoral institutions. Ooh. Everybody does that. Every country does that to all the other countries. Paris lawmakers suspended for racist outburst. Oh, my. Yeah, he did. A French lawmaker who cried, go back to Africa, as a black colleague spoke last week, was suspended for 15 days for a racist remark. That's appropriate the first time around. Now, after that, it needs to get real serious. Oligarch brags of U.S. meddling. Moscow, Russian billionaire. Prigozhin, founder of the Wagner Group, a mercenary organization, was responding to a request for comment on a Bloomberg report saying Russia was using far-right social media to smear Democrats ahead of the midterms. Oops. Pakistan. Imran Khan, accuses the government. Former Pakistan primary accused the current government prime minister of an attempt on his life. Oops. And you miss. He's still alive and he's complaining about it. Boy, Melbourne. Hackers post health records. At least 5 million Australians had their private medical information leaked online this week after the insurer Medibank refused to pay ransom to hackers. Think about that. There's a way to avoid that. growing danger of political violence. It's going to get nasty. Just wait. Threats, political motivated violence, and actual attacks are soaring. Why is this happening? Because the people won't leave it alone. The corrosive power of resentment. Today, social and cultural resentment is driving millions of people into a kind of mass psychosis. Ooh, Biden isn't fit to hold office, let alone run again. How Putin successfully uses fear. The less fear we show, the more Putin himself will be afraid. We should growl. Climate summit. Who should pay to green the planet? Everybody that's polluting it? Then again, let's send a bill to Russia. They want to play. Let's let them play. Oh, Maloney. This is Italy. Kills our right to protest. Prime Minister of the new far-right government didn't wait long to pass his first freedom-killing laws. In response to a rowdy, three-day rave over Halloween, Parliament immediately passed legislation it said would prohibit such drug and fuel dance parties. Bans any gathering of 50 more people who arbitrarily invade other people's land or buildings. University sit-ins are in it. You name it. You can look it up. It's on the week, November 18th. Don't keep schools segregated. You can have fun fixing that in the United Kingdom. Just as much fun as we're going to have here. We got cascading disasters. We got hurricanes on top of hurricanes. Oh, my. We just got terrible problems. You know that without action, things will get much worse. Now, what are you going to do? If you cut all of the pollution, every last inch, every second of it, you're going to create, if you stop all of it, you're going to create 2% plus. What do you know? The victims of African development, the people. Costly random error. It's not an error. I don't think Musk is stupid. I think he got things right. The tip line to Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin unveiled in January to let parents inform on teachers who promised promote critical race theory has quietly shuttered in September because of little or no volume. And what they did get, they're almost none about the CRT. Natural gas stockpiles in Europe. European Union member states are now 95% full on average. Think about that. They recovered. Oh, boy, oh, boy. The nurse says, oh, dear, it's in the media ward, scientists. ID contagious strain of Trump derangement syndrome. Musk derangement syndrome. way of shrinking giants. Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. What we got? Twitter, 3,700. Lyft, 13%. Stripe, 14%. Amazon froze hiring. Apple paused hiring. The five biggest tech giants, Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Meta, and Microsoft, had begun exhibiting the telltale signs of conglomeritis. Ooh. Whom enjoy social voting rights that give them near absolute control to spend as they please. That means the party's going to continue. RSV vaccine, respiratory virus. I'd say it's poison, personally. Why? Because of the way the rest of it did. Philosophy of Modern Song. Perkinson, 57. They're talking about when I was just getting on a dance floor. Turkey with cheesecloth. I don't think so. This week's guide to what's worth watching. Nothing. I tried some of the experimental stuff, and what I got to see was definitely not something I'd use for anything other than a trash can liner. Oh, they're going to tell me where to live now. Let's see here. South Carolina. That's the closest one to where I'm at anyway. And they got huge, beautiful houses for lots of money. Oh, boy. Crypto key exchange faces sudden collapse. Well, they should go get that guy and bring him back. In October, 14,161 U.S. household filed for Chapter 13 bankruptcy protection, a 27% increase. Oh, Lord. Nvidia makes chip for Chinese market. U.S. chip maker Nvidia this week announced a new semiconductor designed specifically for China. And supposedly they can get around the export ban that way. And I don't think they will, but we'll see. Disney spends heavily on streaming. Disney's streaming service is growing. They had 12.1 million subscribers. Rapid growth cost Disney $1.5 billion in losses. Oh, they didn't do as well as they thought. A fleet of white elephants seized. All those yachts seized from Russian oligarchs are expensive detainees. You got to pay for people to keep them from sinking. Pay transparent. New laws unlock salary secrets. Card balances rose to $916 billion in September. That's credit cards. Job growth complicates inflation fight. In this bizarro economy, good news can also mean bad news. And that's what this is all about. Why Apple won't rock China's boat. The most profitable tech company operating in China. That's why. It's Apple. I don't know what else we can find here. Real progress on climate change. It's a slow process. Like it or not, it takes thousands of years to come up with the stuff that really does something positive. It said the week, November 18th, 22. You need to look this one up. You got a paper pledges. That's all you got. Ooh, another one bites the dust. Boy, we're going through magazines just quick and quick. I got this one recently. What happened to the wave? You got CCP McConnell and somebody, somebody else up there looking and looking and looking. Learn from Florida. States don't need weeks to count votes. I'm going to read that again. That's the title of this. And this is in Washington Examiner, November 15th, 2022. Learn from Florida. States don't need weeks to count votes. You ain't got no dangling chads and all this other running around a rosy that you had others. Voters show they want sanity and don't want Trump. Okay. We'll find that out real quick. Oh, boy. Here's Hugo Gurdon, Kevin McCarthy's poison chalice. Task of saving Britain and the Tory party may prove easier than the one McCarthy faces as Speaker of the House. Bear that in mind. Hugo is not wrong on very many things. My, my, here you go. Why did election night turn into election week? I wrote one word, corruption. That's right. Teacher exodus. They're leaving because they get better opportunities elsewhere, and they don't have to put a little horse hockey that they come up with this. Dissent is now patriotism. Oh, boy. The monetary magic of marriage. Not much wealthier than single people. And that's somebody that's not married now. But if you're married, you go from 17.3 to 68.2. Oh, that's nice. Why the red wave never materialized? Well, that's because you had a bunch of deadbeats that didn't bother to work for their office, trying to fill in. Midterms lesson: leadership matters. Voters rewarded competent governance and rejected chaos candidates. That's true. Now, whether you like it or not, that's the truth of it. New face of Italian populism, coalition politics, and structural pressures nudge Giorgia Meloni toward the center. Ooh. Yeah, she's a blonde with a big grin. The return of American exceptionalism. Rising crop of Republicans know our moral authority is a source of strength. Think about that. Think about it very carefully. And here's DeSantis. We need to be teaching kids what it means to be an American. We need to teach them about the founding principles of our country, why the Constitution is structured the way it is, why our Bill of Rights are like they are. It's real simple. It's not complicated. Then the Democrats don't have anybody to pick on. Democratic meddling in Republican primaries worked, but not perfectly. Yeah, I know. I've seen it. I watched. The House will be full of rookies, younger and more diverse than ever. About 3 in 10 candidates, those 147, are non-white. Oh, and more than a third are women. Oh, geez. It is one hit. Hits just keep on coming. Here's a little tidbit of news, and I verified it. The U.S. expanded all of it, expended. All of its joint air-to-surface standoff missiles and long-range precision-guided anti-ship missiles within the first week of the conflict. Think about that very carefully. We're not in a position to fight anybody. Just that simple. Northeast Green into a whack-a-mole winter energy crisis. Yeah, that's right. Home heating oil will spend on people rely on that, residents. Home heating oil will spend an average of $23.54 to heat your homes this winter. 27% increase. Natural gas will spend an eye-popping average of $1,094, 28% more. Ooh, and there's a lot of people who can't afford that stuff. Healthcare is on the ballot. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things that are coming up to be lucidly put together. And in terms of that, I said payback, and I said now what, okay? The now what is where do we start? When those people get into office, what do you think they're going to do? There sure aren't going to be playing games with or patty fingers with somebody who don't give a shit. They're not going to be the kind of people that want to play the slap the good old boy on the back crap. Well, this is going to be, in some cases, in some ways, the witch hunt that Trump has been going through. I would tell everybody to encourage the people that you know that are involved in a position of authority to do something about it to take action. And it's pretty simple in terms of setting things right. It's not difficult at all. And do me a favor, put this out. Everybody needs to hear it. I'll go from there.